Mile 104.7, Andy and Mal at 7:06. We're going to top out at 57 today with rain a definite possibility. It's getting colder and it's not going to get... I think we've already hit our high for the day. That's not
terribly
exciting.
News.
But
no.
Well, it's not like it's going to get down to freezing or anything. But okay. Did you know Mila Kunis, before she was Mila Kunis, she was in a commercial for some company called Lisa Frank.
I know Lisa Frank.
I'd never heard of it in my life.
Oh, if you're a girl, you know of it.
Yeah, well, I watched the video and everything's
like
pink.
Unicorns and rainbows. And
I didn't know this, but apparently she's from Jersey Shore.
Oh.
I'll never forget the day I got stuck on Lisa Frank. The stickers were so cool. The colors were awesome. I gotta find more. So I go to the store. And wow, there's tons of awesome Lisa Frank stuff. I gotta have it. What more can I say?
It's not too bad, but there are certain words that definitely pull that Jersey accent.
Holy cow.
I gotta go to the store.
You gotta. Jeez. Okay. I have basically an update, not a ton of details, but a little more than what we did have. There was a South Dakota Highway Patrol trooper injured this morning as he was trying to make a stop. And then a chase ensued in Sioux Falls. Police information officer Sam Clemens says it ended on Western Avenue near I-229. There was a traffic stop. The trooper was trying to stop a vehicle. The vehicle ended up stopping in the area of 57th and Western. At some point, the suspect backed up and ended up running over the trooper before leaving. Trooper was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The suspect's car was disabled and stopped near 47th and Western. The suspect was taken into custody and also taken to the hospital as well. At this point, DCI is leading the investigation. Sioux Falls Police is assisting, trying to determine what happened and reconstruct the scene as best they can. There was no confirmation of shots fired. We have heard that report from several different sources. No names have been released either. So that is basically where it stands right now. It's over. The Western Avenue is back open to traffic. When I was on my way to work this morning, it was closed off from 46th to 49th. It is back open now, and yeah, we'll probably know more about 10:30 or so this morning. It was kind of a weird deal. Basically, another report said that the suspect had sat through a green light and then had crossed the center line and so was trying to pull over, I would assume, as a, I'm just guessing, assumption of DUI, but... yeah, that's basically where it sits right now. So that Christmas music that is going to be everywhere soon. Yeah.
Yeah, it always has to start before Halloween.
Yes, sure does. I remember being in a store last year, the day after Halloween, and Christmas music is on the overhead. Now, I like Christmas music.
That's why
it bothers me. I don't like it that much that I want to hear it for 2.5 months.
Exactly.
Leading up, you know, once, you know, we're the week of Thanksgiving, I'm okay with it.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, not even that. I mean, even if, like, I'm talking about just in the store.
Right.
You know, if they want to play nothing but Christmas music starting the week of Thanksgiving, it's the holidays. I'm fine with it at that point, but not the day after Halloween or today.
No, that's too soon.
I found a survey, though, that shows exactly why Christmas music is creeping in earlier and earlier every year, and it turns out it's your mom's fault. Survey found 77% of moms say they love Christmas music all day, every day, wherever they go, and they don't care how early it starts. And since moms tend to do the majority of Christmas shopping for their families, makes sense to put them in the mood as soon as possible.
Huh.
It's marketing.
That does make sense.
Yeah. Now, as for why radio stations start doing it, you know, in August, I don't know. It's always like this national race. Like, I'll see in one of one of the trade websites, we'll say something like, you know, day BBBB in such and such city goes all Christmas, and it'll be like October 22nd or something like that.
That's insane.
It's like everybody's like waiting to see. I don't get it. We play a handful of Christmas songs a couple weeks before Christmas, and that's about it.
Yeah.
You won't hear us go all Christmas, except Christmas Day. We do usually do that.
And Christmas Eve, we have some.
And Christmas Eve, yeah. We will. But I don't know. I think I'm going to do more of a mix this year.
Okay.
Just because. Yeah, I think every now and then when someone wants to hear Gautier.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so.
You didn't have to get me all.
Nothing says holiday like that.
Yeah. On Christmas Eve, get done with jingle bells and then we
are never, ever getting back together. Now I don't have to buy you a present.
Ever, ever, never, never, ever, forever. So we have got news coming up and also music. Demi Lovato, Usher on the way next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:23, 57 the high today. It is 53 right now. There's a video making the rounds on the internet of a assistant youth football coach in Florida slapped a referee so hard it knocked him to the ground.
Excuse me?
Referees had called the game, after which Deion Robinson, 43, ran up to a ref and knocked him down. Authorities are looking for Robinson as they investigate. Yeah, that's how, I mean, I ref high school football, and we've had dads come up to us after games, and we're just like, stay away from us. You know, and there's a reason why we take off for the car afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we run.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just get out of there as soon as we can.
Wow.
No reason to hang around.
That's true. There's really no reason for you guys to hang around. Plus, it's, I'm sure, it's a little bit of a safety issue.
Well,
but however, I don't think that
I'm not that worried about it. There have been incidents, even in South Dakota. There was one last year.
I find it a little obnoxious and crazy that a parent would get that mad and at a ref that they would physically.
Well, this is an assistant. Like, that's even worse.
Wow.
He should know better. Well, everybody should know better. But I have I have the solution, though, to keep parents at youth sporting events in line.
Okay.
Shock collars.
It's a great idea.
Every parent that has a kid playing in the sport has to wear a shock collar while their kid is playing.
Okay.
And when one gets out of line, every one of them lights up.
Oh.
That way.
Yeah. That would
they'll
keep
police
every,
their
yeah.
own ranks.
It's true. That's true.
I think it'd work great.
Are they that crazy? I mean, it's been since I've been to a high school game or anything like that.
No, most of the time, it's not a big deal. The big difference is when, like, if we're doing a game where the crowd is right on the field, like some of the smaller schools we go to where the cars park all the way around the field.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's still a bunch of those. And, yeah, or there's not really a big grandstand because, like, you know, not necessarily the bigger high schools, but the not super small high schools. A lot of times their football field has a track around it. You know,
yep,
there's some space.
Parker. Yeah.
There's some space. Or there's a fence that they actually have to stay behind. And usually there is at least like a rope fence, like you'd see at a park or something. But that's about it. But they're so close, like you can hear every word they're saying.
Oh.
And depending on whether or not I've taken my ADD meds that day, I may or may not say something back. Usually I'll just kind of look at them and smile because it drives them crazy. Like, okay, well, you finally got one right. Yep, I sure did.
Thanks. Thanks for
appreciate
noticing.
That. One time I heard a guy call, I don't know if it was a coach or if it was a fan. I threw a flag. Well, finally, you throw one for us. Just, I was like,
oh boy.
Because I actually pay it, I actually have a count. I keep track of how many flags I throw for each side.
Okay.
No, I'm lying. I don't.
Oh, I was going to say.
I don't
do?
Keep track.
How are you going to do that?
Well, the only time I do is, you know, it depends on how much money they paid me before the game. To,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's sarcasm, too, by the way.
At least $100.
Anyway, so there are 10 things the government paid for studies for that are kind of ridiculous.
Our government?
Our government, yes. I'll just run down the top 10. This came from Tom Coburn. He's a Republican senator from Oklahoma. Every year he releases the Waste Book, which is a collection of examples of how the government is wasting money. About $18 billion this year, just totally and completely wasted. Number 10 was a study on gaydar. A $30,000 grant went to study 2A study at the University of Washington to test if gaydar was real. Number 9.
Please tell me you're kidding.
No. Number 9 was food for Mars.
What?
Even though there's not really a plan to send people to Mars for at least 20 years, NASA spent $1 million developing recipes that could be eaten on Mars.
What?
The attractiveness of female fruit flies, $900,000 spent.
Excuse me?
Better tasting beef jerky. The Pentagon spent $1.5 million trying to create better tasting beef jerky for soldiers. That one is, I'm more okay with that one too.
I'm okay with that one.
Yeah. The size of golf holes. What? Purdue University used part of a $350,000 grant on a study that concluded if golfers imagined they were putting into larger holes, they were more successful.
Please. Well,
how did that cost $350,000?
What?
Food stamps for the dead. At least 2,000 dead people got food stamps last year. And that's just in New York and Massachusetts. Pet shampoo.
Huh?
A pet care company in Nebraska got $505,000 from a community development block grant to help install machines that make pet shampoo and toothpaste. Number 3 on the list is one that, you know, I wonder how much longer we're going to have the penny.
Okay.
Because right now it costs 2 cents to produce one penny.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they spent $120 million making the pennies. I wonder how much longer it is before we round up to the nickel.
I would think it's coming sooner than later.
At some point. Robot squirrels was number 2 on the list. $325,000
awesome.
Grant spent to study that, that built a robotic squirrel to see how snakes would react to it.
Not so awesome anymore. At first, I thought that was kind of cool. Now, why do we care how snakes are going to react to a robotic squirrel?
I have a feeling they would probably try to eat it until they figured out it was made of metal.
Yeah, that wouldn't taste very good.
And the number one biggest waste of money in the U.S. by our government, the U.S. spent $27 million on a project to train people in Morocco to design and sell pottery at home and abroad. The reason it's an even bigger waste of money, the classes suffered from language barriers with the American teachers, and it was a total flop. Pottery classes for other countries.
Speechless.
$27 million.
And yet they want to take away funding for PBS. Well, they stop taking or worrying about like things like that. And
yeah, pottery or Big Bird?
Pretty sure I'd take Big Bird.
I'm not sure. Kind of a wash there for me.
Wow. That's just, there's one thing on there that was probably okay with the
beef jerky for soldiers. I get that one. Yeah.
But other than that, are you kidding?
I don't know. Pet shampoo.
Yeah. How much was that one? $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, the other one,
who's in charge of that crap?
The other one too, that I think was kind of okay was the food stamps for the dead.
Yeah, because, you know, they need to eat when
they're dead. Well, they do. I mean, you know, if they don't feed, they die.
Oh, so they had, like, brains. I didn't realize you could buy brains with food stamps.
Well, it's food stamps for zombies. That's what it is. 731 Dirt's on the way. Hang on.
Did you know our...
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi, this is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Beyonce will headline the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday, February 3rd in New Orleans. This will be her first Super Bowl halftime performance, but she did sing the national anthem before the game in 2004. An 18-year-old cancer victim who couldn't make a Justin Bieber concert received a personal visit from Justin at the hospital on Monday. The woman's friend had tweeted Justin over the weekend and asked him if he could stop by and see her because she was missing his gig. Sunday Night Football back on top of the ratings last week with just under 20 million people watching the Green Bay Packers take on the Houston Texans. NCIS was number 1 the week before, but slid into number 2 this week, followed by Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football pregame coverage, NCIS Los Angeles, and Big Bang Theory. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Did you hear the story about Alex Rodriguez?
What did he do?
Well, he was not in the lineup at the time. For the Yankees. Apparently, the New York Post is reporting he was flirting with a couple of fans that were sitting a couple rows back of the Yankees dugout.
Really?
After he was taken out of the game in game 1 on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Reportedly had a ball boy pass a baseball to the women with a message to write their phone numbers on the ball and throw it back to the dugout. One of the girls with darker blonde hair wrote, on the ball and threw it back at A-Rod, who gave her a big smile. A witness said A-Rod was benched during last night's game. And yeah.
Well, if you can't play baseball, you might as well flirt.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would be thinking about, you know. Well, if I was A-Rod, I probably would be thinking about it. I'd be kind of upset that I'm not playing. I'm the highest paid player in the game, and I'm not playing in the game at all.
That would have been on my mind.
Anyway, the number today in the vault, to crack the vault, not in the vault. It's the digit to crack the vault. Second digit is 7. Know all three numbers on Friday, and you could win a $50 party tab to the vault. All right, that one's out of the way. I can check that off my list. I'm going to reinforce an old stereotype about French people. They don't bathe.
What?
One in four French people don't bathe every day. 3.5% say they only bathe once a week.
Ew.
1 in 5 French people don't wash their hands before eating. 1 in 8 don't wash up after using the bathroom. And 1 in 7 don't wash their hands before preparing a meal.
Ew.
Yeah, that's
gross.
Kind of gross.
Once a week?
Ugh. Once a week. Now, I can go a day without a shower.
A
it
day, I
me.
Understand. But a week? Once a week? Gross.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to stand myself after a couple of days.
Oh, my goodness.
There have been times where I've been, like, taking time off work to do a project around the house or something. And, like, it'll be the, you know, I took Thursday, Friday off. So my last shower would have either been Tuesday night or Wednesday morning.
Right.
And then I got up, got to work right away Friday morning or Thursday morning, did the same thing Friday. So by Friday afternoon, I'm real gamey.
That's interesting choice of words.
Yeah. I won't use the exact words my wife used, but I'll just say that she'll say, I can smell you. Okay. That's when I know it's time to.
That's definitely
take
time.
A shower. So according to a new survey of iPhone users, 51% of people who have destroyed their phones have done it around the house. 69% of iPhone accidents are caused by the owner. The kitchen is the place where most of the accidents happen.
So keep the phone out of the kitchen.
The living room is second. Bathroom, surprisingly, is third.
Really?
Driveway is fourth. Bedroom, fifth.
Driveways.
Well, yeah, drop it on the concrete and smash. The survey also found 9% of people have dropped their iPhone in the toilet. 6% have left it on the roof of their car and driven off.
I've never put my phone on the top of my vehicle.
No, it never leaves your hand.
No.
5% have accidentally run it through a washing machine. That's me.
I've not done the washing machine. I've done the toilet twice.
Also, the liquid you're most likely to spill on your iPhone is water, soda second, beer third, coffee tea fourth. And this was in CNET. They were just talking to iPhone people. It obviously applies to pretty much anyone with a cell phone.
Yes. Agreed.
Where did you wreck yours? Toilet?
Toilet twice.
Twice in the toilet?
Yep.
Back pocket problem?
Yep. I don't put it in my back pocket very often anymore.
Mine was a back pocket problem as well, except that I just got back from softball and was like, I slid a bunch that night. I was really dirty. So I'm like, I'll wash these now.
Oh, and you left it in there?
I left my cell phone in my back pocket.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
The rice trick, though, works to dry it out.
It can work. It doesn't always work.
Okay. Well, a lot of the times.
I posted this question on our Facebook. Where did you destroy your cell phone? Already 11 responses to it. My son dropped it in the toilet at a St. Louis Rams game.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, on the road.
Yeah, if you're not
on
home,
vacation,
especially. Yeah,
or even if you lived there and were going to the game, it would still suck.
Oh man.
Kelly said she washed her old flip phone in the dishwasher.
Oh,
made it through the entire cycle, and most of the phone was still working.
I can't even imagine how you would get to that process of putting it in the dishwasher.
I don't know either.
I mean, like, you would have to be halfway asleep or drunk or something for that to happen.
Another comment from Lindsay said, flushed it completely down the toilet.
Oh.
Gone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Mine, the first time when it happened, was stuck in the hole. So you know where it flushes down?
Right.
So it was stuck
there. It was
big
enough to get wedged?
Yeah. And it stopped. And then it started going crazy. And it was vibrating the toilet. So you could hear it going. Like it was short-circuiting. short-circuiting. So it was going. So we turned off the water. Got the water out of it. And we're able to actually get it out.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Where did you destroy your phone? 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. I have to mention this post. Let's see. Where was it? Kara posted on our Facebook after I said it. I didn't realize what I had said, but I was teasing the latest on the police chase.
Yes.
And I said, latest on the police chase after Katy Perry. No, Katy Perry wasn't being chased. I was playing the song.
Yeah.
Wide Awake. It was about an hour ago, and yeah. So thanks for pointing that out, Kara. Drink!
Definitely drink.
361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 755. We're going to top out at 57. Well, actually, we already did. Chance of rain, windy, wind advisory, fun. So I got a text from somebody after the story about the French people never bathing.
Yeah.
Says, now we know why the food is so creamy.
That was disgusting. Really? Totally not necessary. Wow.
So, where did you wreck your phone? Our Facebook has the most interesting answer I have ever heard.
Are you talking about the calf?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure I want to read all the details. But let's just say poor Erica was, she's a farmer and was pulling calves one night. And, well, she didn't lose the phone.
No.
That didn't happen.
No.
But the phone was in her pocket.
And there was a splash.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Hilarious.
That's as far as I want to go.
You can read it if you go to our Facebook page. I didn't expect this many gross stories regarding the phone getting destroyed.
Yeah, I didn't.
I figured it'd just be like, you know, dropping or flushing or something like that. Not necessarily.
Got a text from 0888. First, left on the bumper of the pickup when loading stuff. Second, toilet at the arena for a Skyforce game. Third, washer in sweats after scooping snow off a driveway. You should have a leash on your phone around your neck. If it gets to the... Once you do it three times,
yeah.
I think you should leash your phone to your neck. We have got a bunch of people on the phone here. Where did you wreck your phone? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Ashley's on the phone. How are you, Ashley?
I'm fine.
So where did you wreck your phone?
Well, okay, so it was New Year's Eve, right? And you know how you have cup holders in your car?
Yeah.
Well, I had a drink in my cup holder, and obviously we were all bombed. And I put my phone in the cup holder.
Oh,
where my drink was, and then the next morning it's like, "Where's my phone?" Like,
it's
my phone.
In the drink.
It was still in there,
and it's not like a nice Southern Comfort. So,
you weren't driving, were you, Ashley?
No, I was passenger.
Okay. A little open container there, though.
That is the most unique.
It was open container.
I've never heard of somebody wrecking their phone in the cup holder because they put it in a beverage.
That's a new one.
That's a new one for me, too. Thanks for the call, Ashley.
Bye.
That's rough.
And then leaving it there all night.
Yeah, that too. Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So where'd you wreck your phone?
Well, I was in the Navy. I was on the phone with my friend in Bahrain. And I put the phone next to me on the ship. I turned really quick, and the phone dropped into the bottom of the ocean.
Oh.
Oh.
You're, like, out at sea?
No, we were in port, but it's still too deep to do anything about it. So.
Well, if it's deep enough for a Navy vessel to be sitting there, then it's pretty far down.
That sucks. Really
I was
bad.
Pretty upset.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not good. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Got a text that said, some of the texts I have to open an attachment, and it's really annoying. My dad has washed his cell phone in the washing machine. He went through three phones because of that alone.
He should not be allowed to do laundry. It's just his ploy to get out of laundry.
Yeah, maybe. Here's another interesting one. Another one I have to open as an attachment. My sister lost her cell phone on a roller coaster, the part where it goes upside down.
Oh, no.
While on vacation at Disney World.
See, that's why you have to have the like I did when we went to Disney World, you know, the purse that goes sideways to strap it on there. And then you have to make sure that it can close securely. And then you put it in there when you're going to ride those kind of rides.
Or cargo shorts.
Yeah, as long as they button.
Fanny pack.
Mm-hmm. Or a fanny pack.
Yep.
That would be a reason to use a fanny pack. I would be okay with that if you're going to put your phone in there so you don't lose it while you're going on the roller coaster.
Function before fashion. That's what I always say. More of your calls and texts are on the way. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.